Welcome back to the Good We Can podcast. Or if you're joining us for the first time, I'm so glad you found us. I'm Bill Anzio, and it's my pleasure each week to share a Bible reading and a brief reflection from Disciplines, which is an Upper Room publication. This week in the lectionary, we turn to Philippians, and I'll be reading from chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and miss, who are my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord. Loved ones, I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to come to an agreement in the Lord. Yes, and I'm also asking you, loyal friend, to help these women who have struggled together with me in the ministry of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the scroll of life. Be glad in the Lord always. Again I say, be glad. And now for a devotion from Peter M. Wallace, Episcopal priest and author or editor of 15 books, including The Passionate Jesus and Getting to Know Jesus Again. Executive producer and host of the Ecumenical Day One radio podcast program. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Beautiful words, simply put, yet so difficult to achieve. Perhaps that's why Paul has to repeat the invitation. But what does it mean? Celebrate God. Acknowledge the Lord gladly. Express joy over God's presence. Given all the graces God has showered us with, why is this so difficult? Because we get sidetracked by the pile of work that confronts us, the wandering child that worries us, the finances that trouble us, the ailing parent that concerns us, the lingering illness that scares us, the ever-present stress that keeps us captive. If only life would cooperate, it would be easy to rejoice in the Lord always. Paul's circumstances didn't stop him. After all, when he urged his fellow believers to revel joyfully in God, he was locked in a dark, damp prison cell. Paul knew stress and pain. So perhaps one's circumstances don't have to inhibit one's joy. What if we simply tried to accept this invitation? What if, just for a moment, we set aside our worries, fears, concerns, pains, hardships, and circumstances, and spent a moment in joyful praise? Praise God for the love and mercy lavished upon us. Glorify God for the salvation we have in Christ. Adore God for all the ways our prayers have been answered. Sing to the Lord and revel in God's presence. Do it for just a few minutes right now, and tomorrow for a few minutes more, then for an hour or two early next week. We have been invited to a joyful party that never ends. Let's RSVP. Before we know it, we'll be rejoicing in the Lord all day, every day, no matter where we are. God of joy, thank you for your invitation to rejoice, to celebrate your presence in my life, even amid all the concerns and fears. I accept, and I will bring a guest or two with me. Amen. You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast. Whether you've just discovered us or you listen regularly, we love that you're here. And we hope you'll share us with someone who might enjoy these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. We gather for worship each Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. And for more information about our church, please visit sunprairieumc.org. May God bless you until we meet again next time on the Good We Can.